Peace, brothers and sisters.
就带领我们来到这, 差不多靠近我们要离开的时间了。
We're drawing closer to the time we shall depart from the conference.
还有这整天的时间,我们在这营地, 我们求主恩待我们。
As we have this final full day here on the campgrounds, we look to the Lord to have mercy upon us.
我们继续来看我们早晨所分享的信息,我们先来读一点主的话。
As we begin our fellowship time this morning, let us first turn to the Word of God.
请翻到以斯拉记。
Please turn with me to the book of Ezra.
早晨我们来看以斯拉记的第九章。
This morning we'll read from Ezra chapter 9.
这第九章呢, 如果我们要读,恐怕整章都要读过了, 所以我选读啊。
Now, if we are to read, we'll have to read the entire chapter, but we'll just read the selected verses, starting with verse 1.
以斯拉记第九章第一节，这事做完了，众首领来见我说，以色列民和祭司并立位人，没有离绝迦南人、客人。 比利洗人、耶布斯人、亚门人、摩亚人、埃及人、亚摩利人、任效法这些国的民，行可憎的事，因他们为自己的儿子娶了这些外邦女子为妻，以致圣洁的种类和这些国的民混杂。 而且首领和官长在这些事上为罪魁，我一听见这事，就撕裂衣服和外袍，拔了头发和胡须，惊恐忧闷而坐。凡为以色列神言语战惊的，都因着被掳归回之人所犯的罪，聚集到我这里来，我就惊。
We'll read from Ezra chapter 9, verses 1 through 4. Now when these things were completed, the prince came to me, saying, The people of Israel and the priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the peoples of the lands, according to their abominations, even of the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Jebusites, the Ammonites, the Moabites, the Egyptians and the Amorites. Now, for they have taken of their daughters for themselves and for their sons, and have mingled the holy seed with the peoples of the lands. And the head and the hand of the prince and rulers have been chief in this unfaithfulness. And when I heard this thing, I rent my mantle and my garment, and plucked off the hair of my head and of my beard, and sat down overwhelmed. Then were assembled to me everyone that trembled at the words of God of Israel, because of the unfaithfulness of those that have been carried away, and I was overwhelmed until the evening oblation.
献晚祭的时候，我起来，心中愁苦，穿着撕裂的衣袍，双膝跪下，向耶和华我的神举手说：“我的神啊，我抱愧蒙羞，不敢向我神仰面。” 因为我们的罪孽灭顶，我们的罪恶滔天，从我们的祖直到今日，我们的罪恶甚重。因我们的罪孽，我们的君王祭司都交在外邦人的手中，杀害、掳掠、抢夺，脸上蒙羞，正如今日的光景。
Verses 5 through 7. And at the evening sacrifice, I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees and spread out my hands unto the Lord my God and said, O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face to thee. My God, for our iniquities are increased over our heads, and our trespass is grown up unto the heaven. Since the days of our fathers have we been in a great trespass unto this day, and for our iniquities have we, our kings, and our priests, have delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands, to the sword, to captivity, and to a spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now, for a little space, grace have been shown from the Lord our God to leave us a remnant to escape and to give us a nail in his holy place that our God may lighten our eyes and given us a little reviving in our bondage.
现在耶和华我们神暂且生于我们给我们留些逃脱的人使我们安稳若钉子钉在他的圣所我们神好光照我们的眼目使我们在受辖制之中稍微复兴我们是奴仆然而在受辖制之中我们的神仍没有丢弃我们在波斯王眼前向我们施恩叫我们复兴能重建我们神的殿其毁坏之处使我们在犹大和耶路撒冷有传还
We have read verses 8 and 9 We have read 8 earlier Verse 9 And we were bondmen yet our God have not forsaken us in our bondage but have extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia to give us a reviving to set up the house of our God and to repair the desolations thereof and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem.
我们的神啊既是如此我们还有什么话可说呢因为我们已经立起你的命令就是你借你仆人众先知所吩咐的说你们要去得着为业之地是污秽之地因列国之民的污秽和可憎的事叫全地从这边到那边满了污秽所以不可将你们的女儿嫁与他们的儿子也不可为你们的儿子娶他们的女儿不永不可求他们的平安和他们的利益这样你们就可以强盛吃这地的美物并遗留在这地给你们子孙永远为业
Verse 10 to 12 And now, O our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken thy commandments, which thou hast commanded by thy servants the prophets, saying, The land unto which ye go to possess it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the lands, with their abominations, which have filled it from one end to another with their uncleanness. Now therefore give not your daughters unto their sons, neither take their daughters unto your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that ye may be strong and eat of the good of the land and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever.
我们看第十章
Chapter 10
我想第十章我们就看这个第十到第十二节好了
Chapter 10 verses 10 to 12
祭司以斯拉站起来对他们说你们有罪了因你们娶了外邦的女子为妻添以色列人的罪恶现在当向耶和华你们列祖的神认罪遵行他的旨意立决这些国民和外邦的女子会众都大声回答说我们必照你的话行
And Ezra the priest stood up and said unto them ye have transgressed and have taken strange wives to increase the trespass of Israel now therefore make confession unto the Lord God of your fathers and do his pleasure and separate yourself from the people of the land and from the strange wives then all the congregation answered and said with a loud voice as thou hast said so must we do
我们看尼希米记
Let us turn to the book of Nehemiah
尼希米记第一章
Nehemiah chapter 1
我们看第一节一直到第五节
Nehemiah chapter 1 verses 1 through 5
哈加利亚的儿子尼希米的言语如下亚达薛斯王二十年祭司六月我在苏珊城的宫中那时有我一个弟兄哈纳尼同着几个人从犹大来我问他们那些被掳归回剩下逃脱的犹大人和耶路撒冷的光景他们对我说那些被掳归回剩下的人在犹大省遭大难受凌辱并且耶路撒冷的城墙拆毁城门被火焚烧
The words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month Chislev, in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan, the fortress, that Hanani, one of my brethren, came, he and the certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, who were left of the captivity, and concerning Jerusalem. And they said to me, those who remain that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach, and the wall of Jerusalem is in ruins, and its gates are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, that I sat and wept and mourned for days and fasted and prayed before the God of the heavens, and said, I beseech thee, Jehovah, Son of God of the heavens, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and keep his commandments.
然后我们看第11节,
Verse 11.
和喜爱敬畏你民众仆人的祈祷，使你仆人性情亨通，在王面前蒙恩。我是作王久正的。O
Lord, I beseech thee, let now thine ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants who delight to fear thy name. And prosper, I pray thee, thy servant this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man. Now I was the king's cupbearer.
第二章。
Chapter 2, 第一节，我们看到第五节。Verses 1 through 5. 亚达谢是王二十年，尼善月，在王面前摆酒。我拿起酒来奉给王。我说了这王面前没有愁容。王对我说：“你既没有病，为什么面带愁容呢？这不是别的，必是你心中愁烦。”于是我甚惧怕。 我对王说：“愿王万岁！我列祖坟墓所在的那城荒凉，城门被火焚烧。我岂能面无愁容吗？”王问我说：“你要什么？”也是我摸到天上的神。我对王说：“仆人若在你王面前蒙恩，王若喜欢，求王差遣我往犹大到我列祖坟墓所在的那城去，我好重新建造。”
And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it to the king. Now I had never been sad in his presence, and the king said to me, "Why is thy face sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sadness of heart, and I was very sore afraid. And I said to the king, Let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lies waste, and its gates are consumed with fire? And the king said to me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heavens. And I said to the king, If it pleases the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou would have sent me to Judah, to the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it.
最后我们看第七节第八节。Verses 7 and 8。我又对王说：“王若欢喜，求王是给我诏书，通知大河西的省长，准我经过这道犹大。有次我诏书通知管理王园林的亚萨，使他给我木料做书。” 殿银楼这门的横梁和城墙，又我自己仿握使用的，王就允准我，因我的神施恩的手帮助我。
Moreover, I said unto the king, If it please the king, let letters be given me to the governors beyond the river, that they may convey me over till I come into Judah, and a letter unto Asaph, the keeper of the king's forest, that he may give me timber to make beams for the gates of the palace which appertain to the house, and for the wall of the city, and for the house that I shall enter into. And the king granted me according to the good hand of my God upon me.
好,
Let us have a further word of prayer.
亲爱的父神，我们向你低头敬拜。Dear
Heavenly Father, we bow head and worship thee.
这里引领我们这道如经，我们在你面前满心感谢。
Our hearts are filled with thanksgiving for thou hast led us thus far. Respectfully, we commit this time, this hour unto thee. We look unto thee that by thy mercy thou wilt speak to us once again. As thou speak unto us, may thou send the Holy Spirit to interpret and help us to understand into the depth of our hearts.
We wait for thee.
May all glory be thine. In the Lord Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Amen. 有人说, 假如圣殿没有律法书, 这会是一场非常大的灾难。
Some have said that in the temple, if there is no law of God, then it will be great devastation.
我想这个话是有相当的理由。
And now I think there are much reason to such words.
因为神不仅让他的百姓能够有圣殿,
because the Lord not only gave the temple to his people,
神更是把他的律法很明显地来告诉他的百姓。
At the same time, God clearly tells his law to his people.
就是不能把所有的律法都放在圣殿的里头。
Now that if you cannot put the entire law into the temple,
但是最少你看见在圣殿的约柜的里头有明显给我们看见十条诫命那个石板就放在约柜的里头。
But at the very least, in the temple there is the ark, and in the ark there is the two tablets of the Ten Commandments.
换句话说神的心意里面不仅仅要他的百姓能够在称为神名下的地方来敬拜神。
And in other words, not only does God desire for his people under his name, in the place under his name, to worship him.
神的心呢是要他的百姓晓得神的心意，晓得神的要求。
God's heart is desiring for his people to know his heart and to know what he requires.
好叫他们能够照着神的律法来生活行事。
So that his people can live according to his word, his law.
所以如果人没有照着神的话而行,
therefore, if man does not live according to the word of God,
律法在他们面前形同虚设。
Then the law would have lost its glamour before God.
It's
because the people did not live according to the law, to the word of God.
That
would rather such a temple without his law there to be destroyed.
就是圣殿在那里的时候,
and even when the temple was there,
我们读马拉基书, 我们都清楚看见说,
we have read through the book of Malachi before and we know clearly,
甚至我巴不得你们有人把殿门关起来,
that God would even desire for his people to shut the doors to the temple.
你们不要以为说你在外面有一点点的那个的敬拜, 有一点点的献祭, 就以为我满足了。
Do not think just because you have offering there and worship there that I would be satisfied.
神要的乃是那个属灵的实际。
What God is after is always that spiritual reality.
绝对不是仅仅有外形的一种的敬拜。
He is not after outward form of worship.
如果敬拜不根据于神的话,
if our worship is not according to the word of God,
如果神的律法不成为了人生活的一个标准,
and if God's law is not the standard of our living,
如果人的生活没有进到律法的实际,
if our living does not enter into the reality of the law,
and
the heart of God is not satisfied whatsoever. Therefore, even a greater temple or more grand temple, God will allow for it to be destroyed. Now these people who return from captivity, when they return to rebuild the temple, and they thought now they had the power. And when they saw the work of their hand to build this temple, oh, but this temple is far cry from our temple of our fathers. And so then their hands grew weak. That we cannot attain to our fathers. But God Thank God, God showed them.
如果他们照着神的话，
if they live according to the word of God,
神要与他们同在，
God will be with them.
这件幕后的荣耀大过先前的，
and that this latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
那翻过来说，就是他们极大的那个能力。
In other words, all the power that they had,
就是他们能建造比所罗门的时候更大的殿。
That they would even be able to build a greater temple than Solomon.
如果他们没有遵守神的律法，
yet if they did not hold on to the word of God,
没有行在神的要求的底下，
they did not live according to what God required,
这个殿同样要被拆毁。
Likewise, such a temple would be destroyed.
所以你等到后来你看见主耶稣在地上的时候，
and so when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
就是门徒在他面前以为说他们现在有那么宏伟的圣殿，
even when the disciples thought, Lord, look at the grand temple that we have,
他们这些犹太人说里面就这有点的骄傲。
Now the Jews have something to be proud of.
但是主一点都不以为然。
But it was nothing in the sight of God.
就更告诉他们说，有一天一块石头都不在一块石头上面。
And the Lord Jesus said, not one day that not one stone will be left upon another.
因为这个殿根本不能称为我父的家。
Because this temple is not my father's house.
因为里面所充满的完全是野动神的愤怒的地。
Because all that fills this place is bring upon the wrath of my God.
所以你看着神所要求他的百姓的，
therefore we see what God requires of his people.
乃是只有照着他的话，
it is only according to his word.
为着这个缘故，在神的怜悯底下，
therefore because of this, by the mercy of God,
神不只让百姓回来建造圣殿，
God not only allow for the people to return to build the temple,
神还需要按着他的时间把以色拉引领回来了。
But in God's time, he also led Ezra back.
我们说过以色列回来乃是修理神的殿。
And we have mentioned that Ezra came back to beautify the temple.
乃是修饰神的殿。
It is to beautify, adorn the temple.
更好说把他们带到殿的属灵的设计里面去。
In other words, it is to bring them into the reality of this temple.
要叫他们能够灵性上得以复兴。
So that they have a revival in their spirit.
我们感谢神，以色列实在是神所能够用的器皿。
And we thank God indeed, Ezra was a vessel that was made for God's use.
他不仅仅在神的面前深思熟虑的来想到神所要的东西。
Not only was Ezra very directing his heart to know what God is after,
他的心一直在神的那里。
But his heart was always with God.
所以他花了他所有很多的时间放在神的律法的上面。
So he put much all of his time into the law of God.
定制考究并且遵循耶和华的律法。
He prepared and directed his heart to be skillful into the law of God.
所以他对律法的要求敏捷。
Therefore, he was very sensitive and responsive to the law of God.
他对律法的通达实在几乎无人能及啊。
And he was a ready scribe, an expert in the law that no one can compare to.
我们感谢神这样子一个人。
And we thank God for such an individual.
才是神那么用的一个人。
It can be one who God can use.
这样子一个人，
and such an individual,
才能够产生出对神的信靠来的人，
would be one that God can put his trust in.
所以我们看见这以色列，
therefore we see this Ezra,
他不仅是一个遵循神律法明白神律法的人，
this Ezra not only one who knew the law, but he was one to do it.
他更是个对神依靠的人，
he was one who also put his trust in God.
他依靠他的神，
he trusted in his God.
他并不依靠地上的任何的权势，
he did not trust in any powers of this world.
他依靠他的神，
he trusted his God.
他并不依靠他自己的那个才能或者地位，
he does not trust in his own position or his own ability.
他依靠他的神，
he trusted his God.
他甚至不以为他依赖地上的权势为可耻，
even to a point that if he relied on the powers of this world, he found it shameful.
就因着他向着神有这样依靠的心，
and because he has such a heart to depend on God,
所以他也是带领着神的百姓，
therefore he led the people of God
来求做一个依靠神的人，
to also be one who trusted in God.
因此我们看见他在读神的话的时候，
therefore we see when he read the word of God,
他能够从神的话里面来认识他的神，
he was able from the word of God to come to know God.
他也能够从神的话里面产生对神的信靠，
and he was able from the word of God to increase his faith in God.
这摆在我们面前实在是一个我们的挑战。
What places this before us is a challenge to each one of us.
也是叫我们在神的面前应有的审查。
And this is also something we should consider and examine ourselves.
我们读神的话,
when we read the Word of God,
我们可以理解神的话,
we can come to understand the Word of God.
我们可以研读神的话,
we can read well the Word of God.
但是我们到底是否应着神的话,
but do we, because of the Word of God,
我们有个正确的反应,
that we will have a normal, accurate response.
我们知道记在圣经上的话,
and we know the words in the Bible.
一面那是给我们教训,
on the one hand, it instructs us.
一面是给我们督责,
it is also to prick us, to instruct us, direct us.
为着叫我们行神所要我们行的,
to teach us to do what God desires for us to do.
这记在经上的话,
and the words in the scriptures.
从历史的方面来说,
historically speaking,
固然给我们看见神如何在他百姓身上所显的作为,
on the one hand, shows us what God has done amongst his people.
一直叫我们认识这位的神是如何的一位的神,
so that we may know what God he is.
他是如何有能力的神,
and how powerful he is.
当我们认识这位神的时候,
and when we come to know such a God we have,
当我们看见他的神百姓身上所做的那奇妙的作为,
and all the wonders, all the great things he has done amongst his people,
我们的心应当像这些敬畏神的人一样,
ought our hearts not to be like those who fear him.
我们应当像以色列,
and we ought to be like Ezra,
我们能够生出依靠他的心,
so that will produce in us a heart that trusts all the more in him.
那换一句话说,
in other words,
我们读神的话,
when we read the word of God,
我们的信心应当越过越增长,
our faith ought to increase all the more.
如果话归话,
if the word is only the word alone,
我归我,
and I am me,
我和神的话就不发生任何的关系,
and I'm not united with the word of God.
我虽然天天查考圣经,
now perhaps I may read his word and examine it daily,
好像主对着那些文士法利赛人所说的,
just as the Pharisees and scribes,
但是我们和主一点关系都没有,
yet with all of that we have nothing to do with the Lord himself.
那些人不肯到主那里来的生命,
for the Pharisees and scribes would not come to him to get life.
他们仍然是虚空的,
they are still empty.
他们仍然没有办法与主发生关系,
they still not united with the Lord, have a relationship with him.
只有这些话成为了我们的实际,
only when his words become our reality,
我们越读神的话,
the more we read the word of God,
我们信心越发增加,
the more it increases our faith.
我们知道说, 也肯定说,
and we know and we can say with assurance,
我们的神是有能力的神,
that our God is a powerful God.
所以当我们遇见难处的时候,
and when we have hardship,
当我遇到困境的时候,
and when we are in difficulty,
当我好像似乎来到人生许多的困惑的时候,
and when we are in confusion and we are perplexed,
我们能够坚定不移,
and we can be steadfast.
假如我们读这些话,
if we read the word of God,
我们没有从其中的教训,
and we are not taught and instructed from the word of God,
这说对我们就毫无意义,
and the word of God then becomes meaningless to us.
所以你看见希伯来书的作者怎么劝勉我们,
therefore we can see how the author of Hebrews encourages us.
他告诉我们说,
he tells us,
这些以色列的百姓,
now these people, the Israelites,
我们不要效法,
Let us not conform to them. Why?
因为他们之所以不能进入那安息,
the reason that they cannot enter into that Sabbath,
乃是因着 他们不信的恶性,
it is because of their evil heart of unbelief.
我们读他们的历史,
and when we read the history of the Israelites, and their history shows us,
他们的失败,
their failure,
他们的被弃绝,
and because they were forsaken,
他们好像犹大书第五节说他们被灭绝了,
and then just like the book of Jude says for us that they were forsaken.
不是神的不信实,
it is not because God was unfaithful.
不是神领他们出来埃及不能把他们领到迦南,
it is not because God let them out of Egypt and cannot bring them into Canaan.
乃是他们不信的恶性,
it is because of their wicked heart of unbelief.
所以圣灵这就是使徒了劝勉我们,
therefore the Holy Spirit through the apostles remind us,
我们应当受警戒,
to encourage us to be take it as a warning, our admonition.
不能效法他们,
that we cannot conform to them.
反过来, 他告诉我们说,
on the contrary, we are encouraged.
我们应当将那起初 确实的信心坚持到底,
that we must hold fast our confession of faith until the end.
正换一句话说,
in other words,
如果我们正面来看神的故事,
if we positively look at the story and all that God has done,
我们就以他们为境界,
then what happened to them will be our warning, our admonition.
就像保罗在哥林多前书十章里面所告诉我们,
just as Paul tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 10,
这是以色列百姓的故事,
now the story of the people of Israel,
从前所写的这些圣经,
and all the scriptures that are left for us,
那是作为我们的见解,
it is for our admonition.
记着这些以色列的事,
now through what has happened to them,
那是提醒我们,
it is a reminder for us,
他们怎么样的失败,
how they have failed.
他们没有信心,
they lack faith.
我们应当受警戒,
and we must be warned.
我们不要以为说我们懂他们的故事,
or do not think that we know their story well.
我们就以为说我们晓得神的作为了,
and we all know what God has done.
我们要晓得的不是外面神所做的事,
but we must take note not what God has done outwardly.
我们要晓得是神所做的这是后面的那个意义,
but we must understand all the things that God has done and what the meaning lies behind it.
So, 诗篇很清楚地告诉我们,
so the psalmist tells us very clearly,
虽然都看见神的作为,
and even though they all saw the work of God,
但是只有摩西晓得神的发展,
but only Moses knew the ways of God,
只有摩西懂得神做这些东西,
and only Moses knew the ways of God.
是为着什么的缘故?
Why is that? Because Moses was able to touch the heart of God. He was able to pray that God would not relent from what he wanted to do. Because Moses knows the very character, nature of God. And when we read the historical books that God has left for us, and this history is our admonition. And these people of God, they knew well their history. And you see the words that Ezra told them. And how he encouraged them. Even the prayer of Ezra. Ezra brought them back to the history of their fathers.
为了什么?
Why?
因为这是他们的列祖,
because their fathers,
他们的那个警戒,
ought to be their admonition.
如果他们受警戒,
now if they receive this warning,
他们就不可能再发生难处了,
it would not have any hardship ahead.
他们就不可能像他们的列祖一样,
if they accepted that warning, it would be impossible for them to sin the way their father sinned.
但是很可惜,
but sadly,
他们没有 从历史学到教训,
they did not learn the lesson well from history.
这就是我们人的难处,
and this is the hardship with us.
我们懂得历史,
we know the history.
我们中国人也常常能够以古为鉴,
and even for the Chinese, we always say, well, look to the fathers in history and learn from them.
我们才能够知兴衰,
and then we know how to prosper or lest we fail.
以同为鉴,
and let us be warned.
我们才能够整一观,
and then we know how we ought to act.
我们这历史就是我们晓得说, 这些故事来作为我们的那个教训,
and from history we ought to know the lessons we learn from them.
但是自古以来我们却常常看见说,
but throughout history we often see,
历史很少成为人的那一个的见解,
history itself does not, we do not take heed the lessons from history well.
结果你看见常常是重蹈覆辙,
and many a times we see how history repeats itself.
所以我记得我忘记是在哪一本书上面说这样说,
and I forgot which book, but I remember reading this.
Thomas 他曾经讲过这样子的话,
and these words were once said.
他说, 人如果没有在历史上面学过教训，
if man does not learn the lesson well from history,
他始终必定是重蹈覆辙。
Now, we cannot avoid repeating itself in history.
这句话实实在在是如此。
And it is true.
这些神的百姓
Now these people of God
难道他们不懂他们列祖的故事吗
Do they not know the history of their fathers?
难道他们不晓得为什么他们落到如此的田地吗
Do they not know why they're in the situation that they are in?
难道他们不晓得他们为什么成为被掳之民吗
Do they not understand why they're in exile?
他们完全都晓得
They know full well.
但是慢慢时间过去了
But as gradually time Past,
环境改变了
and the conditions improve.
稍微有点舒服的一点日子来了
and they have some reviving and some days of comfort.
他们就忘记了
they have forgotten all.
他们就以为说我们和从前不一样了
and they thought, oh, we're different from the before.
结果你就看见
As a result we see
他们落在他列祖同样的罪恶当中
They fall into the same sin as their fathers
甚至你就看见当以斯拉回来了
And you see when Ezra returned
他不仅带着律法回来
Not only did he return with the law
他不仅带着王和七个谋士所奉所捐捐献的这些财物回来
Not only did he bring with all the materials that were allowed with, byThe king and his counselor.
他不仅带着圣殿的器皿回来
Not only did he return with the vessels of the temple.
他同样的带着个沉重的心魔回来
At the same time, he came back with a heart of heaviness.
因为他身负重任
Oh, because this entrustment upon him was heavy.
就是外面来说
Outwardly speaking,
王对他说
The king said to him,
你去
You go.
有人跟着你去你就跟着你一同去
And those who will go with you, let them go.
你带着这些财物去
and all this material you bring with you
假如你有什么不够的话尽管在向王的府库在那边来咨询
and if there's anything you lack take freely of the treasury of the king
你去
you go
你在你的百姓当中
and amongst your people
按照神的律法来个教导他们
according to the law of your God teach them
并且选出那些明白律法的人作为他们的审判官
and alsoTake from them those who understand the law of your God to be their judges.
你要叫这些神你的百姓能够遵守你神耶和华神的律法。
And that they will keep the law of your God.
甚至乎王说假如没有照着律法你所讲的来行的话。
Even to a point the king said if they do not do according to the law of your God.
你可以刑罚他们抄他们家审判他们。
You can punish them, you can judge them, even confiscate their house.
从人来说他有非常的那一个的这个能力
from man's perspective he had all this authority
因为他得到了非常的权柄
because he received this authority
但是他心里面更深的沉重的
but what is even greater heaviness in his heart
那是我的百姓能否应着我的回来
that is the people because of my return
他们能应着我的帮助
with the people because of my help
他们真的能够服在神律法的底下
that they can they trulybe living under the law of God.
所以你看他的回来虽然短短的一点的时间
So when they return even for a short period of time
我个人读的时候我相信他疲于奔命、啊、
And we can see how much effort and he gave all his life and energy into
他正月从巴比伦那里出发离开了
They left the first month of, from Babylon of the first day
圣经说正月初一日他们起行
And the Bible tells us on the first day of the first month they began their journey
等到五月初一他们就来到耶路撒冷
And on the first day of the fifth month they came and arrived in Jerusalem
等到第十章告诉我们九月二十日
And then in chapter 10 it tells us on the ninth month the 20th day
他们就聚集在宽敞的地方
And they gather in an open space
可见的从五月一直到了九月
We can see then from May until September
他不仅要把他带来的东西交代清楚
And after he have settled in order all the things he brought back with him
把金银过磅秤交付给 奈地的祭司利未人。
And for the gold and the silver he gave to the Levites and the priests to measure.
他同时要在百姓当中要来寻找哪一些的人能够教父他们的。
And at the same time he sought out the people who's able to teach.
他选出这些人来作为这些人的首领。
And he sought for such people to be the leaders of the people.
他要让他们懂得耶和华的律法。
So that the people will come to know the law of the Lord.
所以你看见他相当的一个责任。
Therefore, you can see the great responsibility laid upon him.
他要把律法来教导神的百姓。
That he would give the law to the people.
他要叫神的百姓都能够懂得。
So that the people will all understand.
神施恩的手帮助我。
That the good hand of the Lord was upon him.
以致我能够回来了。
So that he can return.
神施恩的手让我们看见今天我们来到这样子一种的光景。
And the good hand of the Lord was upon him to show him this is the condition that we are in.
但是没有想到。
But unknown to him.
刚刚才把一切的事情好像都交代清楚了。
It seems as if now everything is set in order.
等到九月二十日
On the 20th day of the 9th month,
你看见他们好像应当到了一点点小段落了。
You can see now it is a break.
那些跟随他的首领
Then all the leaders who came to him.
他们来到他的面前
And they came to him.
来告诉以斯拉说
And told Ezra.
这些百姓
Now these people.
他们并没有好好的遵守神的律法。
They did not obey well the law of the Lord.
这些的百姓
And these people.
他们没有离绝迦南人。
They did not forsake the people of the land of Canaan.
没有离绝迦南驱逐这些的人和他们分开。
They did not separate themselves from the Canaanites and the people of land.
翻过来他们彼此通婚了。
On the contrary, they intermarried with them.
以色列的女子他们嫁给迦南人的男子。
They gave their daughters unto the sons of the land.
以色列的男子娶了迦南的女子。
And the people of Israel took the sons of Israel took the daughters for their wives.
他们在婚姻上面混杂了。
And now they have mixed themselves in marriage.
当然这件事情很清楚是一件严肃的事情。
Of course, this is very clearly written and is very solemn.
是一件得罪神的事情。
And it's an abomination unto God.
正如同后面我们读的你是以色列在神面前的祷告一样。
Just as we read in the prayer of Ezra.
你的话早就告诉我们了。
And your word have already told us.
我们到了这块地。
And now we have gained this land.
我们绝对不能够和他们发生任何的关系。
We cannot have any relationship with the people of the land.
我们不能够与他们通婚。
We cannot intermarry with them.
但是今天。
But today.
我们竟然做这样子的事情。
Yet we have done such a thing.
我们竟然得罪你了。
And we have sinned against you.
虽然读圣经的人来到这一段
And now when we read the Bible we come to this point
有人说有什么大惊小怪的
Oh, say, what's the big deal?
因为在这里并没有告诉我们说
Because here it does not tell us
因着这样子的通婚
Because of this intermarrying
这是迦南人外邦的女子把偶像带进来了
It is because the Canaanites well, women because of their intermarrying have brought in the idols
他们就随着他们去敬拜侍奉当地的假神了
and according to their marriage they follow to worship the false gods of the land
他们不过仅仅通婚而已
oh didn't say that it only says they intermarried
那好像是是的
yeah, it seems like this is fine
圣经的确没有告诉我们
that the Bible did not tell us
因着这婚姻的缘故
what the reason is for this marriage
他们的信仰败落了
not because of the marriage that their faith failed
因着这婚姻的缘故
that because of this marriage
他们去敬拜侍奉别神了
that they would worship and serve false gods
也许翻过来说他们会觉得说
but on the contrary perhaps they'll feel
这是嫁过来的女子
oh, the wives that we took
我们应该与他们通婚
oh, because we married them
我们可以要求他们成为犹太人
no, we can Judaize them
我们要求他们学我们一样了
and we can require them to learn of us
那用我们今天的话来说
in other words, today
那我们岂不是可以让他们更认识神了吗
wouldn't it be a channel for them to know God even more
不这是人的想法
no, that is man's way of thinking
这不是律法
that is not the law
律法
We cannot lower the standard of the law whatsoever. That law, the law cannot be casually explained by us. And not because you interpret it this way and understand it this way that God will judge you that way. But if you offend the law, you have sinned against God. My dear brothers and sisters, that God cannot be mocked. Where the word of God is, that is the standard. And these people of God, they fail in their marriages. They will be judged. Therefore, Ezra rose.
痛痛地哭息啊,
and he wept sorely. Now, Ezra did not hold fast to his authority. Now, he did not wield his power. But there was such sadness in the heart of Ezra.
所以圣经说他坐下来痛痛地哭息,
and so he sat down, he wept bitterly.
他撕裂衣服, 他拔他的头发,
he rent his garment, his mantle, and he plucked off the hair of his beard and hair. And he spent so much time to return to the land of Israel. And he brought with a heavy heart the law of the Lord. And he encouraged the people to trust in God. But yet they failed. It seems as they heard, but they did not really hear. And all that they have done, they offended God. And so he was sad. Why? He was sad because of their sin. And he was in sorrow because of their failure. These people of God, what is the condition that they are in? In simple words, they did not separate themselves from the world. That they found it fine to be united with the world. They did not feel that I have nothing to do with this world. They have forgotten the position, their status. Even Moses told them very clearly. That there's no nation that is like you. You have the law of God. Even Isaiah chapter 52 tells us that you must come out from their midst.
与他们分别,
that you must be separated from them.
这些话清了,
and these are the like just words like water off a duck's back. They knew the law of God even from their fathers. And that yet they intermarried with the Gentiles. And they were united with them. This shows us they forgot their identity. It shows us they did not separate themselves from this world. They are people belonging to God. They do not belong to the people of the land.
你看这民数记神怎么接着这个巴兰的口让我们看见?
And you can see from the book of Numbers how the Lord shows us through the mouth of Balaam.
神说这是独居之民,
these are the unique people, peculiar people.
他们是在这地上分别做神的见证的,
they are separated out to be God's testimony.
但是很可惜,
but sadly,
他们失去了这个界限,
they have lost, they have crossed this boundary.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
now my dear brothers and sisters, do not merely think this is their history. Today, the Church of God, the children of God in our lives in this world, likewise, we see so much that we're mixed in with the world.
不要说我们在神的儿女当中看见那一个信与不信的问题发生。
Not only amongst the children of God, we have this relationship with the believers, joking with the unbelievers.
你看见我们常常说我们是与世界不同的人。
Oftentimes we say we are not of this world.
我们也懂得主耶稣为着属他的人的祷告。
And we must understand the prayer of our Lord Jesus for his people.
我们主在约翰福音十七章那一个的祷告。
And a prayer of our Lord in John chapter 17.
很清楚地告诉我们。
Very clearly it shows us.
我们虽然在这个世界。
Even though we are in this world.
我们却不属于这个世界。
Yet we are not of this world.
我们虽然不是一信主就被提了。
And if we do not believe in the Lord, then we have been raptured.
我们仍旧在这个世界。
But if we believe in him, we would have been raptured. But he leaves us in this world.
但是我们却不属于这个世界。
But we are not of this world.
我们虽然在这个世界。
Even though we're in this world.
但是我们是带着使命在这个世界。
But we have upon our shoulders this commission.
因为父怎么差他的子。
Because how God has sent his son.
他也照样把我们差到这世界。
Likewise, he sends us into this world.
我们在这个世界。
And in this world.
乃是他的见证。
We are his witnesses.
但是很可惜神的教会。
But very sadly, the church of God.
向神的百姓堕落到一个地步。
The people of God have fallen to such a condition.
我们看见世界跑到神的教会里面来。
We see how much of the world is entered into the church.
我们看见仇敌用着各种的方法。
And we see how the enemy will use us all ways and schemes.
叫教会神的儿女被掳去了。
To capture the people of God, the church.
这你看见今天神的教会。
And today, when we see the church of God,
你看见说真的花样。
There are so many things that we do.
有许多东西都不知不觉地跑到神的教会当中。
Subconsciously, unknowingly, all these things of the world come into the church.
慢慢地看见在神的教会当中。
Gradually, we see amongst the church of God.
明听而好像非常的漂亮。
When it is worded, it sounds so beautiful.
但实在是给了世界的王开了个大门。
But in fact, that has opened the door wide to the king of this world.
在那里告诉我们说，我们今天在这个地上。
It tells us today while we're in this world.
我们虽然是一个属神的团体。
Even though we are a organization that belongs to God.
但是我们同样应当尊重民权。
Oh, but we still need to put a lot of emphasis on the people's rights.
我们应当民主。
Oh, we have to have democracy.
我们应当注意到人的情况。
No, we have to look around us and the condition of the people and their needs.
我们不应当这古板的一种一种的团体。
Oh, we cannot so be so rigid, such an organization that's so rigid.
所以我们以为说久了这些东西。
And so when we incorporate all these things,
世界上的人就能够吸引进来了。
Then we can attract more of the people of the world.
所以你看看，慢慢慢，有些东西就把我同化掉了。
Very easily we see how we assimilate ourselves into all these things.
你原谅我想一句可能不大众中听的话。
Now, forgive me for saying these words that may not be very pleasant.
我记得我小的时候。
I remember when I was young.
每逢年初一的时候。
Now, each beginning of the new year.
就是我们中国人的农历年初一。
And that is in the Lunar New Year.
因为那个时候教会总是一连转几天的大的布道会。
Because during those days, there was a series of evangelism.
而我的外婆带着我从一大清早就起来往外面
And my maternal grandmother took me out early in the morning. We passed out gospel tracts.
有一天回来了。
And one day we returned.
他到我们的家门。
And once we stepped into our house.
我父亲是做生意的。
Now my father was a businessman.
哎呀，他一回来看见我们的大门门帘红色的一个对联在那里。
We can see when outside the doorpost of there is this red. Good sayings are Chinese sayings.
当然我不知道我爸爸买那个对联是不是天真岁月人真寿。
Now, and I don't know the saying that he said that we can have long life, and it's a good saying in the Chinese for the new year.
但是我的外婆二话不说。
Now, my grandmother didn't say a word.
就把它全都撕下来。
She just tore it right down.
哎呀，她真的有个好女婿啊。
Oh, now. Didn't she have a good son-in-law?
一点都不敢吭声。
No, son-in-law would not even respond, say anything about her action of tearing that good saying down. We can see the heart of my grandmother.
我的外婆看见,
when my maternal grandmother saw this,
同时中间还挂了一个龙的灯,
and there was a lantern there.
他就把它踏在脚下了。
She tore down and stepped on it.
哎，我爸爸没有说，我花了多少钱买回来的。
My father did not utter a word and say, you know how much money I spent to get those?
哎呀，我看见我的外婆。
And when I saw my grandmother,
她向着主的心就是那么单纯。
And that was how pure and simple her heart was to the Lord.
如果用着今天来说,
Now, in today's terms,
哎呀，老太婆，你不要那么古板了。
Oh, old lady, why are you so rigid?
这个你都不懂得圣经?
Oh, that you don't know your Bible?
中国人的徽军是根据以色列百姓出埃及而来的。
Do you not know these door postings of good fortune from the Chinese is actually from the Jews when they left Egypt?
因为他们出埃及的时候门楣门框都有血啊。
All right, on the doorpost there was the red, the blood that was on the lintel and the doorpost, right?
所以命命的死者才走啊。
And so the angel of death passed over them.
哎呀，我们中国人有年兽。
Oh, so it's just with the Chinese as well. There is the beast of the new year.
也是有红色的把它抵挡出去啊。It
is also the red on the doorpost to reject that beast every year.
那今天我们这是聪明的基督徒啊。
And so we are a wise Christian, right?
哎呀，我们不要是天真岁月人真受福。 不念下去，他不翻得下去。
I won't go into all the Chinese saying, but it's more to the heavens and more to man for the increase.
哎，我们在那里说神爱世人呐。Oh,
but we can put something that scripture there. God so loved the world.
我们说出也平安，入也平安。And
we can say that we have going out and our coming forth will be at peace.
这岂不是传福音吗？
Isn't this preaching the gospel in this way, right?
这岂不是很好的事情吗？
Isn't this a good thing?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我不敢说,
I cannot say
你没有个心在传福音,
that you do have a heart to preach the gospel in this way.
我只能说,
but I can only put it this way.
你我在神的面前的分别的生活似乎已经说有了破口了。
We can consider if we do so in this way, will we have a gap, a breach?
今天教会过年的时候有什么节目啊?
Now, in the New Year, what kind of activity does the church have?
哎呀，这是福音朋友来也好，这是弟兄这么来也好。
The brothers and sisters here, the gospel friends are here with us.
哎呀，我们教会里面有一个人牧保相当厉害。
Oh, now let's see what we will have activity in the church.
他非常会写毛笔字。
Now he is a very good calligrapher in the Chinese.
我们就请他老人家一个一个提醒，写一个经文，写一个福字，写一个平安带回家。
Oh, why don't we have this activity? Our brother, who's a good calligrapher, write some good fortune for the friends to take home.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters.
是的。
Yeah.
时代改变,
the times have changed.
环境改变,
the conditions may be different.
有很多事情不一定像从前一样，这是事实。
Now it's a fact that many things are not what they used to be.
但是到一个地步,
but is it to a point?
你就看见神的儿女们没有与世界分别。
That we see that the children of God is not separated from this world.
我曾经对过非常熟悉的聚会告诉他,
and I have told assembly, what I'm very familiar with this assembly, and I've said,
我说你以为你天天变花样，你就能够得罪人吗？
Do you think you come up with all these new activities every time to gain people in this way?
你以为你把公司的治理方案放到教会来，就可以叫教会能够治理得整整有条吗？
Do you think you can rule over the church as you govern a company and have all the ways and systems in for the church?
你以为请多几个名人开辅导班就可辅导人了吗？
Do you think you can get some famous people into the church, then you can gain more people and to counsel them.
你以为迎合年轻人，你敲锣打鼓就一定能够分心了吗？
Now, do you think that you have all the young people and all the noise and activity that there's a revival and you can gain them?
你不要在我讲完到下来都在那拍手啊！
Now, do not clap your hands once I stop speaking and I come down from the pulpit.
你以为拍个手在那就表示你感谢赞美主啊？
Now, do you think just by clapping your hands and applauding that you are giving thanks and praise to God?
这个传道人跟我很熟的。
And this preacher was very we know each other well.
我说你再搞下去你就糟糕。
I tell this preacher that if you continue on this path, it will be more trouble and woe.
忠言逆耳。
Now, pleasant words, words that are hard to hear are not pleasant.
等到有一天他走了。
One day he left.
等到有一天一个好好的聚会。
A very good assembly.
连他们聚会的地方都要卖掉了。
Even the place, location had been sold.
虽然没有卖成功。
Even though it was not successful in the sale.
但是不过剩下几个小帽。
But there's only a few left in the assembly.
你看这是神的路吗？
Now, is this the way of God?
这是神的教会当有的吗？
Is this the path for the church of God?
这是神交付给他的儿女当有的光景吗？
Is this the condition which God desires for His children, what He has entrusted them with?
你以为我们站在世界的对面？
Now, do we think we're in opposition to this world?
我们就真的会失败了吗？
That we would fail because we're in opposition to this world.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
伊斯拉心里面痛苦。
Ezra wept bitterly.
他里面看见神百姓，他就会难过。
He saw the condition of the people.
他在神的面前痛苦。
He was in sorrow. He wept bitterly.
他起来，要对付这些罪人。
And he rose up to deal against such sin.
他在神的面前痛痛悔改。
And he wept and confessed.
他要在神面前叫神的百姓要起来严肃地对付罪。
And he also encouraged the people to rise up to deal with this situation very severely.
我们感谢神。
And we thank God.
这些的百姓。
These people.
他们愿意接受他的话。
They were willing to accept his word.
虽然圣经也有这样子告诉我们。
The Bible also tells us.
有一些人他们起来反对。
There are others who rose up against this.
但是感谢主，圣灵并没有说这是反对人他们成功了。
But thank God, the Holy Spirit did not record for us those who opposed succeeded.
他们的难处从做首领的开始。
Now their hardship actually began with those in leadership.
没有好的榜样。
They did not have a good example.
我们中国人说上梁不正下梁歪。
And as the Chinese saying, well, if the foundation is corrupt, then the building would also be bad.
你就看见说他们就被带动到这种光景来了。
And they are led into such a condition.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
因着以色列。
Because of Ezra.
他们到底在神面前对付罪。
And they have dealt with their sin.
他们拒绝离绝这些外邦的这些男女。
And they rejected and they left all these Gentile spouses.
神借着以色列。
And God through Ezra.
他要来洁净神的百姓。
He is to cleanse, purify his people.
回到神的律法的上面。
To return back to the law of God.
这实在是神恩待他的百姓。
And God was gracious to his people.
神的怜悯。
And God was merciful.
神的百姓。
God's people.
这个的难处。
Now this hardship.
那就是因着没有一个的界限。
Because they did not have a very clear boundary.
没有个分别的一围墙。
They did not have a separation.
所以世界来。
And so the world came.
仇敌的攻击来了。
And the attack of the enemy came.
我们感谢神，神知道神的百姓。
And we thank God because God knows his people.
虽然外面并不能够挡住人的心啊。
And even though outwardly they cannot forbid the people.
但是外面总是个见证摆在那里啊。
But externally, there is a testimony that's placed forth.
因着这个缘故，我们看到过了13年。
And so because of this, 13 years later,
神兴起了尼希米。
God rose up Nehemiah.
叫尼希米他也带着少数的人回到耶路撒冷来。
And Nehemiah also brought a small group of the remnant to return to Jerusalem.
我们知道尼希米回来最主要的工作。
Now we know the work of Nehemiah, what his work was when he returned.
那就是重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
That is to rebuild the city walls.
这是他回归的一个重要的责任。
And that was a great responsibility upon him in his return.
为着什么的缘故呢？
Now why is that?
因为当他还在这个苏珊城的皇宫。
Because while he was still in the palace in Susan,
他听见了消息。
And he heard this news.
在尼希米记我们刚刚读了。
And we have have read this earlier in Nehemiah. Here, there it tells us. And that is the Hanani who came back. And to Nehemiah who was in the palace in Shushan. And one day when he heard his brother Hanani who returned from Jerusalem, how his heart longed to know of the report of the news from Jerusalem. He wants to know if they're at peace. He wants to know their condition. But sadly, what he heard brought sorrow to his heart. Now, we are not too familiar with this Nehemiah. Now, he was in the palace. We don't know his past. But there's one thing we know. Now these people, they're able to be used of God. All such individuals, their hearts before God was they're mindful of their country. Now we have already mentioned all those who are meet for God's use. Not those who have no mind, no heart for the kingdom of God. So this Nehemiah, even though we are not too familiar with his history, the Holy Spirit here only tells us the son of
Hakaliah.
We don't know the history of his father Hakaliah when he was in the land of exile. If he was brought in or he was also born in Babylon. We do not know. But apparently, now the name that Hakaliah named his son, now, perhaps even at a young age, or he was born there. Because his name has two meanings. And that is one meaning of the name was in the day of trouble, in the day of darkness. And God was hidden. Second meaning,
等候，或者说他等候。
That is, he awaits or he is waiting. And we're able to see the condition of the father. It seems like they cannot see or touch God. That where is God?
Not
in these days of darkness. But yet his heart was waiting, longing for God. He believed that God will continue to work. Now perhaps he was one who feared God. Now he has heard the words of Jeremiah. That in the days of darkness that we are to be given out. Yet they still have light, hope. That in the land of Babylon. He begot Nehemiah. And so he named his son Nehemiah. And the name of Nehemiah means the comfort of Jehovah. And so you can see as a father, this was his heart before God. And I know that this heart of the father impacted Nehemiah. And under the arrangements of God, how he arranged for Nehemiah to serve in the palace. It tells us, I am the king's cupbearer. And he stood before the king. Now he is not a waiter in a restaurant, this cupbearer.
好像说我每天就是把酒奉在这个王的面前的。
That is merely to bring the wine before the king every day.
这个酒正乃是与王非常亲密的。
Now the relationship of a cupbearer to the king is very close.
他的命几乎和王的命相连了。
Now is to a point that this cupbearer, his life is united with the king.
所以他绝对是个王所信任的人。
So he was a trusted one of the king.
因为每一杯送到王面前的酒。
Because each cup of wine before the king,
这酒精他必定要保证一定要知道说没有毒。
Now the cupbearer must taste and guarantee that this wine is not poisonous.
所以他绝对不能够让皇看见他有丝毫的不一样。
And so his countenance before the king must always be the same and not any different.
如果他被买通了下毒了。
Now perhaps someone bought him out and to want to poison the king.
那恐怕他心里就忐忑不安了。
Now perhaps he would be uneasy and restful.
啊，心里面的故事多少浮现在面貌上面。
And however our heart is, many a times it is shown in our facial expression, our countenance.
所以他绝对不能在王的面前有丝毫给王发现他面带不一样的光景。
Therefore, his countenance before the king must always remain the same and nothing that's suspicious.
他就是这么一个人。
And this was Nehemiah.
他能够成为王的亲信。
He was able to be a trusted one by the king's side.
同样的当从人来看。
And so from man's perspective,
他可以在王的面前说很多话。
He was able to speak freely before the king.
他可以在王的面前有他的权柄。
And he has certain authority with the king.
像我们看着中国的历史的故事。
And even in Chinese history,
虽然身为一个皇身边的太监。
And even though you're in a noble family, you become a eunuch.
但是这王身边太监可不得了。
Oh, but the eunuch by the emperor's side, they had a lot of authority.
他可以在王面前说奴才。
And even though before the king they call themselves your slave, their bondservant.
当他走出王宫，许多人在他面前都说我是奴才。
No, but outside the palace, others will bow to him, the eunuch.
他地位好像不高。
And seemingly the eunuch had a low position.
但是他却有非常的那个权柄。
Oh, but they are by the king's side, so they had a lot of power.
因为王能够把他放在身边。
No, because the king would put these besides them, next to the king.
但是虽然如此,
and even this was the case,
这尼西米,
Nehemiah,
他的心却在神的身上,
his heart was always with God.
他说挂念的却是他的同胞,
what he was mindful of was his countrymen,
却是他的家园,
it was his home country,
却是他们的国,
it was his nation.
所以他听见他的弟兄哈那尼回来了。
And so when he heard one of his brethren Hanani returned,
他就急着要知道百姓的光景。
He was very anxious to know the condition of the people.
当他一听见城门被拆毁。
And when he heard that the gates were broken down,
城墙被拆毁，城门被火焚烧。
The walls of Jerusalem was broken down, the gates thereof were burned with fire.
虽然我们读圣经，我们读以斯拉，读耶罗波，读所罗巴伯、耶稣亚这些故事。
Now when we read the history here from Ezra and Zerubbabel and Joshua,
好像我们找不到什么时候他们的城墙被拆毁，城门被焚烧了。
It seems like we did not read that part of the history, how the walls were broken down and the gates were burned.
但是这哈拿尼回来报告是绝对是个事实。
But when Hanani came back with this report, this was a fact.
因为你看见说这些神的百姓。
Because we see these people of God.
他们看见实际来了。
They saw the reality.
他们上告亚达谢斯。
And then they went to tell Artaxerxes.
所以就在那里要对付神的百姓。
And so they had to report the accusation to Artaxerxes to deal with the people.
就是在这时候神的百姓落在大难的里头。
And the people was in great hardship.
那哈拿尼他逃离了。
And then Hanani, he escaped.
他回到这个苏珊城的皇宫。
And he returned to the palace in Shushan.
他来告诉尼西米。
And he told Nehemiah.
尼西米一听见了。
And when Nehemiah heard,
怎么样反应呢？
How did he respond?
这是岂有此理。
How can this be?
你且慢，等我登到王的面前去告状。
Oh, you just wait. I'll go tell the king about this.
我说一句，王一定下命令。
I just let the king know, and he'll give the command.
不。
No, no.
这是我们。
That's us.
这不是他。
That's not Nehemiah.
你觉得你有权势。
Oh, we thought we have the power.
你可以做这事情。
And I can do this.
尼西米痛痛哭泣。
Nehemiah sat and wept.
坐下 哭泣,
he sat down and wept and mourned.
不仅一天,
not only one day,
不仅两天,
not only 2 days,
几日在神面前禁食祈祷,
certain days and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
他一面忧伤难过,
on the one hand, he was in deep sorrow,
一面无奈在神的面前,
and he felt so helpless before God.
我们怎么落到这种光景?
How is it that we're in such a condition?
我如今当如何处好?
Now, what should I do, Lord?
他在神面前祷告,
and he prayed.
不只祷告一天,
not only one day,
不只祷告两天,
not 2 days,
他在神面前祷告,
he prayed,
难过,
he was in mourning,
同时在神面前等候,
at the same time he waited before God,
从尼亚达西王20年祭司流月,
and it tells us from the month Chislev in the 20th year of King Artaxerxes,
一直到了尼散月,
until the month Nisan,
从12月,
it was the 12th month,
一直到了4月,
it was until the 4th month,
这整整几个月的时间,
and in these few months' time,
他一直在神面前祷告神,
and he continued to pray and wait before God.
他心里面一直挂念,
he continued to be mindful in his
heart. 我相信那个时候他有火箭的话, 他一定马上飞过去了,
now he was on a rocket, I'm sure he'll fly to Jerusalem right away.
但是他没无奈,
but he's so helpless.
他没有办法,
no other way.
因为他说我是做王酒政的,
for I was the king's cupbearer.
哎呀, 假如是今天我们讲这句话,
now today when we say such words,
阁下做哪一行业?
Oh, what do you do?
这是我的名片,
oh, this is my name card.
我是做王酒政的,
this is my business card. I am the king's cupbearer.
哎呀, 多有身份啊,
oh, what is my status?
这不是他的名片,
that is not his business card.
这只是说一件事情, 他的无奈,
this only tells us of how helpless he felt.
我是做王酒政的,
therefore I was the king's cupbearer.
行动由不得我,
that I cannot do as I wish.
我是作为做王的酒政的,
that I was the king's cupbearer.
虽然我有这样子的位分,
even though I have such a status,
但是我还是王的一个奴仆,
yet nevertheless I am still a servant of the king.
我的路在哪里呢?
Where's my way?
我如何能够帮助我的国家呢?
How can I help my country?
我如何能够拯救我的同胞?
How can I deliver my people?
我只好祷告着天上的神,
I can only pray to the God of heaven.
我的眼泪只能留在神的面前,
my tears can be only wept before
神啊,
God.
我们没有路,
God, we have no way.
神啊, 我们怎么办啊?
God, what do we do?
我们的列祖在你面前得罪你,
our fathers have sinned against you.
我们在你面前承认我们的罪,
and we confess our sins before you.
我们要怎么办啊?
What do we do, God?
神啊, 你曾经告诉我们,
God, you have told us.
你, 我们犯罪了, 就把我们赶上了,
when we sin, you will cast us out.
但是当我们回观在你面前呼求的时候,
but yet when we confess and we cry out unto you,
你应许还要把我们召聚回来,
you promised you will gather us once again.
现在我们这种光景,
and so now our condition,
我要在你面前祷告, 仰望你的怜悯,
I will pray and look unto your mercy.
他在神面前祷告,
he prayed before God.
一直到了四月份,
until the 4th month,
他再次立在王的面前,
and he stood again before the king.
我想他真的忍耐不住了,
and I suppose he cannot bear it any longer.
所以他的面容带着愁容,
so he had a sad countenance.
那一天王一看就看见,
and on that day when the king saw,
哎呀, 这个是不得了的事情,
oh, something is wrong.
那是何等可怕的事情,
now that is a very terrible, frightening situation.
这里说于是我甚惧怕,
therefore it records for us, then I was very sore afraid.
哎, 在古代真是随时可头脑不保啊,
now in those times, in the situation you live, when you're in this situation, very quickly you will be beheaded.
感谢神,
we thank God,
神伸的手帮助他,
that the good hand of God was upon him.
所以当王主动地问他说,
so when the king initiated to ask him,
你心里为什么面带愁容啊?
Oh, Nehemiah, seeing that I would not, why the sad countenance, there's no other.
你必定是心中愁苦。
But seeing that thou art not sick, there's nothing else but sorrow of heart.
你里面一定有故事。
Oh, there's something wrong.
你是你心里非常的恐惧。
And he was very sore afraid.
所以下面说。
And so it says for us,
我在神面前祷告。
It just says for us, so I pray to the God of the heavens.
这就是尼希米。
This is Nehemiah.
尼希米整个回归。
And Nehemiah and the return.
离不开他在神面前天天的祷告。
We can see how often he prayed daily before God.
他没有对哈拿尼说。
He did not say to Hanani,
你且慢。
Oh, just wait.
我去找找宫中的好朋友来帮帮忙。
Let me go look for my good companion in the palace to give us a helping hand.
你且去找几个人来，我们开一个这个复兴的这个筹备委员会。
Oh, why don't you go and find some others and we'll have a revival meeting.
我们来写个 proposal， 像怎么样能够对付这些的仇敌。
Now let us set up a proposal and see how we'll deal with the enemy.
我们来筹备，然后查看谁能够当这个主席。
Now let us come up with a plan.And who will be the chairman of this plan?
不不不
No.
唯一的道路
Only one way.
祷告天上的神
Prayer. To pray to the God of the heavens.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们的难处
Today our hardship.
我们的软弱与失败
Our weakness and our failure.
就是我们知识非常的丰富
is that we have an abundance of knowledge.
我们欠缺了这个最基本最基本的功课
But what we lack the most is very essential and is the basic lesson.
祷告天上的神
To pray to the God of the heavens.
每一件事情
Each and everything.
祷告天上的神
Pray to the God of the heavens.
等候在神的面前
To await before God.
来仰望神伸的手的帮助
To look for the good hand of the Lord upon us to help us.
我们的聪明常常会跑到神的前头
Now many times our cleverness will go ahead of God.
我们的知识会筹划许多人的方案
Now our knowledge will come up with a lot of planning.
我们的失败就欠缺了祷告天上的神。
And the reason for our failure and weakness is because we lack prayer.
多少少神的教会。
So many of the church of God.
祷告不过成为了开会与结束的一种的点缀。
That prayer is only the formality, the action before and after the meeting.
多少的少时候的祷告。
So many a times our prayers.
不过是叫我良心得到一点平安。
It is only to appease our own conscience.
有多少时候我们真的在神面前是个等候仰望神的人呢
？How many a times is that prayer to be one truly waiting and looking to God?
难怪你看不见神的手。
That's why we cannot see the hand of God.
难怪你只懂得当你难处来的时候，多多用人的方法。
That's why when hardship comes, we come up with our own plan.
因为忍耐等候已经来不及了。
No, because I just can't wait. I have no patience.
弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
祷告
pray.
虽然是我们熟悉的题目
even though it is a very familiar topic,
但是祷告。
But prayer,
却是我们常常付不起的代价。
It is a price oftentimes we cannot pay.
然而
yet,
你却看见神兴起尼希米。
We see that God raised up Nehemiah.
这里有一个人。
Here, there's this individual.
他懂得一个秘诀。
He knows this secret.
祷告。
It is by prayer.
是一切行动的开始。
It is the beginning of all our action.
祷告仰望。
Prayer to look to and wait.
这叫做天上来的能力。
That we will gain strength from above.
祷告。
Prayer.
乃是叫做里面能够踏实有信心。
So that within we can be assured and confident with the faith.
祷告。
Pray.
乃是叫做里面没有恐惧。
That within it will cast away all fear.
神要用作这个人。
And God will use such an individual.
神用作以色列。
God used Ezra.
把神的话带来。
And he brought in the word of God.
神用着尼希米。
God used Nehemiah.
这个祷告的人。
He is a man of prayer.
要叫神的百姓。
So that the people of God.
显出分别的生活。
To manifest a life that is separated, consecrated.
要有这种的生活。
And only with, when we have this life.
秘诀就是在密室里面。
Yeah, that secret lies in a hidden closet.
乃是你在神的面前。
That is how we are before God.
所以求主恩待我们。
So may God be gracious to us.
让我们来到这里。
So when we are here,
我们重温习这些属灵的功课。
Once again, when we review all these spiritual lessons,
圣灵帮助我们再一次在神面前的审查。
May the Holy Spirit help us to consider and examine us from within.
好让我们在神的面前。
So that before God,
再一次能够更新。
Once again, we will be renewed and transformed.
能够查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
To prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
我们低头祷告。
Let us bow for a word of prayer.
亲爱的主，我们祈求你怜悯我们。
Dear Lord, we look unto thee for thy mercy.
让我们在你面前因着你的话惊惧。
So that we would fear and tremble at thy word.
因着你的话我们被提醒。
And because of thy word, we're reminded.
因着你的话我们晓得如何转回在你的面前。
And by thy word, we know how we ought to return unto thee.
祈求你让我重视你的事，你的国度。
We pray that will help us to be mindful of thy business, thy matters, thy kingdom.
也重新把我们自己放在祭坛上来讨你的喜悦。
Once again, that we would place ourselves on the altar to please thee.
主啊，你引领我们，赐福给我们。
Lord, lead us. And bless us.
与我们同在。
Be with us.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.